SpaceX achieves a major milestone for the company and its industry. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. On Friday, SpaceX achieved something unusual for the launch of a new rocket. Success, not just in getting the Falcon 9 off the pad at Cape Canaveral and into the sky, but in achieving stage separation and orbital insertion of the Dragon spacecraft the company ultimately plans to use to do cargo runs and maybe crew rotation missions to the International Space Station. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk noted in a press conference on Thursday before the launch that even NASA took 13 tries to get a successful first flight of the Atlas V, which has gone on since to become the most reliable launch vehicle ever for NASA. Despite the attempts by lawmakers who view NASA as a Jobs Corps program to dismiss the significance of Friday's launch, this was a pretty big deal. Just a few hours after the launch on Friday afternoon, Musk held a press conference with reporters. After brief and apparently off-the-cuff opening remarks, he was generous with his time in answering questions, even some questions which were not too well prepared. Today through Thursday, here on the special feature, we're going to hear an edited playback of that conference, starting today with Musk's opening remarks.
Well, this has really been a fantastic day. Obviously, it's been one of the best days of my life, and certainly one of the greatest days for the people of SpaceX. We got our Falcon 9 rocket to orbit. It achieved a near bullseye on the target, about 9.8% on perigee, about 101% on apogee of the 250 kilometers, and nominal shutdown. So it's obviously, as many people know, we would have been excited even to have the first stage work, or this, get some of the way through the second stage burn, and as I said before the call, it'd be a great day if we got to orbit, and thankfully it has been a great day, and I think this bodes very well for the Obama plan. I think it really helps vindicate the approach that he's taking, and it shows that even a sort of small new company like SpaceX can make a real difference. We look forward to the launch that's going to come up soon with we will be carrying our Dragon spacecraft, an active version of our Dragon spacecraft, and then getting to the space station next year, and hopefully launching astronauts as well as soon as possible. I'd like to obviously thank the people of SpaceX who've worked incredibly hard to get to this point. I'd like to thank NASA, without whom we would not have gotten this far. I'd like to, and particularly the COTS team at NASA, and of course the Air Force, FAA, and a lot of the people that that have helped us along the way, some of whom I wish I could name, but I know they'd prefer I didn't. Just a fantastic day. Obviously, the things we've done here today, we've built on the shoulders of the work that's been done previously. This is really just SpaceX extending the work of great rocket engineers and scientists before us. And we look forward to taking it even further in the future, and ultimately, one day, perhaps to Mars. So with that introductory statement, I'm happy to answer any questions.
And we'll return in a moment to hear them. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. We're listening today to the start of the Q&A session with SpaceX CEO Elon Musk from his Friday press conference following the successful first launch of the Falcon 9 rocket. It was a day filled with mostly successes, but there was at least one missed opportunity.
And our first question comes from Stephen Clark from Spaceflight Now.
First question, how did the first stage recovery go? Have you got any news from the downrange tracking ship, recovery ship, on whether it landed intact? I know it wasn't a primary goal, but it's nice to have.
The feedback we've gotten thus far is that the stage broke up on reentry, and so we are recovering parts of the stage. So there's a center brief in the stage that we're recovering. You know, as I said before the launch, this was certainly not a primary objective, kind of a nice to have. I think an important point worth making is that our current business plan doesn't assume any reusability, so all of our pricing and everything assumes expendability. But long term, I think reusability is extremely important in order to truly revolutionize the space flight and democratize it and make it accessible to almost everyone. You have to make that reusability work as it works in the aircraft industry and automotive, boats, and all that sort of stuff. So I think we'll get a lot of good data from this flight and then give it another try on next flight. And I've always said it's going to take us a few years to get this figured out, but I do feel confident that we'll get it sorted out.
And one more for me. When can we expect to see the next Falcon 9 launch out of here? Is it July or August? Is that the time frame you're looking at?
I think sometime this summer is a good guess. I think it's it's always difficult to predict that sort of those last few pieces on any complex vehicle. I can say that it's 99% done right now. The Dragon vehicle, the Dragon spacecraft is 99% done, and the flight to Falcon 9 is 100% done. So it's really just iterating through that final kind of 1%, which is like I said, always a little difficult to predict. But I do feel pretty confident of a launch this summer.
All for me. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And our next question comes from David Shita from News Scientist Magazine. Please state your question.
Hi. Were there anything that was off nominal during the flight? Particularly during the end, there was some roll at, and wondering if that was more than was expected, or if anything was out of parameters.
There was a little more roll than was expected. It didn't affect the mission, so it didn't affect the accuracy of the orbit insertion or the delta V or the performance of the rocket, but that is definitely something we want to refine, and we certainly want to investigate it carefully, understand the reasons for the slow roll, and make sure there's not something potentially more significant behind that. But it didn't in any way affect the negatively affect the flight.
Thanks. And for the Dragon spacecraft on this flight, was purely a mock-up, or did you get any useful data on Dragon from the flight?
We got a lot of useful data, and mock-up is perhaps it's a little better than a mock-up in that it is actually the structural test article that we used to verify the Dragon design. So it's perhaps best thought of as kind of the an inert version of a real Dragon versus simply a mock-up. We got a lot of good data in terms of the environment, so the G loading, vibration, aerodynamics, all that sort of stuff. We've got a huge amount of great data.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And our next question comes from Kenneth Chang from the New York Times. Please state your question.
I had two questions. One, what led to the abort on the first attempt?
The first abort was due to an igniter on engine 3. So when we do the ignition, our sensors are looking at the pressure profile, essentially the pressure rise in the ignition system. And the pressure rise on engine 3 was higher than expected, so that triggered an automatic abort and saving of the vehicle. We looked at the data and concluded that computer should, that we could essentially widen that band. We were being a little too conservative on that band, so we widened that band, reconfigured the engine 3 computer, and it lifted off without a problem.
How was the performance of the second stage engine versus what you expected? Is that something you weren't able to directly ground test?
The second stage performance looked great. You know, one of the biggest things we were concerned about was, well, really the biggest thing was, would it start up correctly? Would there be any issues in startup? And would it acquire the target vector right away? And would there be any issues with the skirt extension? Because we weren't able to fire that engine in a vacuum environment on the ground, and the skirt extension, the niobium hafnium skirt extension, which that's basically the part that you saw glowing red hot, that looked great. In fact, it was cooler than expected, so there were no issues there at all. We're very happy with the second stage performance.
All right, thank you, sir. And our next question comes from Bobby Block from the Orlando Sentinel. Please state your question.
Hey, Elon. Some of commercial detractors have come out and have downplayed the success of the flight, saying that you
were expected.
That you're late, and that this does not change. I think Kay Bailey Hutchinson put out a statement saying this does not change the fact that commercial space programs are not ready to close the gap in human spaceflight if the shuttle's retired this year. I just wanted to get your take on the critics and obviously how you think in the next days and weeks the flight today is going to be interpreted.
Well, I mean, I guess I have specific words for Senator Hutchinson, which is I don't understand why she's trying to hurt a Texas company. You know, we do all of our engine testing and development in Texas. We're one of the fastest growing employers in Texas. Why is she trying to hurt a Texas company? That's wrong. You know, and the people of Texas ought to be aware of that. You know, people of Texas ought to elect politicians that are going to work to help their state, not hurt their state.
As to the criticism that the test, though, I think you came out earlier and said that, you know, this was vindication for the Obama policy. I just wanted to, you know, again, maybe get you to amplify, because she's clearly saying this does not change the perception or the fact that commercial space programs are not ready to close the gap. And I'll sign off.
I think the measured and considered answer here is really to say that this is obviously a good thing for commercial space. It obviously vindicates commercial space to some meaningful degree, but obviously, just as if this launch had failed, if this launch had failed, it wouldn't have meant that commercial space had failed. And just because this launch succeeds, it doesn't completely mean that commercial space can do anything anytime. You know, the measured response is this is a very important step in the advancement of commercial space. But, I mean, I think it's somewhat disingenuous of Senator Hutchinson to take that approach, because I suspect she would have leapt on this in a moment as proving commercial space doesn't work if we'd, in fact, not succeeded.
And our next question comes from Marcia Dunn from the Associated Press. Please state your question.
Yes, hello. I was wanting to know what your reaction was and those around you at the moment of liftoff and also as the rocket achieved orbit?
Well, definitely when the rocket achieved orbit, I mean, there was tremendous relief and elation at SpaceX. People have really put so much blood, sweat, and tears into Falcon 9 and bringing that to launch. Upon liftoff, I'd say there was sort of relief that it cleared the pad, and things were obviously extremely tense here. Everybody was glued to the monitors, looking at the data streams and the video, as I was, and then just a huge elation and relief that it reached orbit and we achieved 100% of our objectives on the mission.
And could I ask how you plan to celebrate?
I think with a lot of margaritas.
Thank you very much.
In tomorrow's special feature, part 2 of 3, we'll start with a business question from a business reporter who probably wishes he'd done a little more homework before asking it. Elon Musk is the CEO and Chief Technology Officer of Space Exploration Technologies, a.k.a. SpaceX. Find out more at SpaceX.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.